Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Who we are is not made of our accomplishments. It's not made of our status, but the core of our identity is from our relationships. That's not simply saying our best friends make up who we are, as true as that might be. But even deeper than that, who we are is made of our relationships because who we are is the image of God. Way back, beginning of the Bible, Genesis, God said, "Let us make man in our image." Very start of the Bible, God is hinting that he is a Trinity. And God makes man in his image. And because of that, man is made for communion, made for community. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons, a mystery we can't possibly comprehend. But God has revealed this to us, and we are in God's image, meaning we don't make sense by ourselves. We are made for others. Who we are is made up of our relationships. The core of who I am is son, brother, husband, father. The core of woman, daughter, sister, spouse, or wife, mother. We are made of our relations. And we become who we are by being in relationship with others. But that's not all. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit make us in his image and actually want us to enter into who he is. God says today, "Everything the Father has is mine. The Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you." That God gives us everything, even his very identity. What I'm getting at is, God the Son wants us to enter into who he is. We are children of God because God is so generous that what he is, who he wants to share with us lavishly. That we can boldly claim to be sons of God, because Jesus wants to share that with us. In our first reading, we have a description of what that looks like. The book of Proverbs, we see God the Son playing while God the Father is creating everything. He's delighting in creation as a craftsman, playing on the face of the waters, on the face of the earth. And his delight was with the sons of men. That with God the Son, we're supposed to play as sons and rejoice in creation and claim it all as mine. Our psalm, King David is crying out, "God, this is too good. You made the stars, you made everything that is, and you made me." Somehow greater than everything, because only you made me that good. Actually, a son of yours. That God invites us and actually commands us to have the boldness of sons and daughters, to come before God our Father and tell them, "Yes, Lord, I am your son. And because of that, I claim everything that comes with being your son." One of my favorites, St. John of the Cross, has the boldness to say, "Mine are the heavens, and mine is the earth. Mine are the nations, the just are mine, and mine the sinners. The angels are mine, and the Mother of God, and all things are mine. And God himself is mine, because Christ is mine, and all for me." That Jesus says, the Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it yours. We should be sons and daughters. We're not greedy, but so grateful. We recognize everything that comes to us is because God has declared it as ours. And we can say with open palms, it's all mine. The sun, the stars, who I am. It's all because God lavishes everything upon me so lavishly. That we get to be sons and daughters and just receive it. Lastly, everything is ours. All of creation, even the identity of son that God the Son has. But God doesn't stop there. He actually wants us to share in not just the sonship of God, but actually his own fatherhood. Pope St. John Paul II, genius, pope, saint, author, poet, is also a playwright. John Paul II would write plays when he was a young man, and he wrote one called The Radiation of Fatherhood. In this play, the character Adam is wrestling with the word mine and says, I can't possibly call myself a father. I can't possibly look at my daughter and say, mine. Because God, you're a father. I'm just a humble servant. How could I say I'm a father too? That's ridiculous. And Adam wrestles with this throughout the play. And so one day, he and his daughter are going through a walk through the woods. And in the grass, it says there's a viper. And Adam says, in that moment, he saw the viper next to his daughter. I finally understood what the word mine meant. But there was my daughter, and there's a viper. And she needed protecting, and I suddenly understood the word mine. That God wants to radiate his own fatherhood through us. That the love of God has been poured into our hearts so much that we don't only have the joy of receiving everything as sons, but we have the joy of giving everything away as fathers and mothers. And what doesn't make sense, we know in the core of our hearts that it is our utter joy to love our children with everything we are, everything we have, and get nothing back in return. Of course, they give back because they're so good, but we wouldn't even care. We would just give it all away because they're mine. Not in a possessive, grasping sense, but in the sense that they're mine to protect, they're mine to give to. And God the Father shines his heart through me. It's Father's Day. Mothers, you can enter into this too, but especially the fathers, of course. Claim your sonship. We can receive everything from God because he wants us to have that identity. But claim your fatherhood. It's an insanely humble role, an insanely generous role. And in that is our joy that God wants us to have.